A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Tzadi Zayin, Psachim 97b, pagination is 194. We're starting from the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom of the page. And there's a cute riddle that people ask. What happens if the Karban Pesach gives birth to a child while they are there in the Beis HaMikdash getting ready to bring the Karban Pesach? What do you do with the child that the Karban Pesach just gave birth to? And the answer is, there's no such thing, because a Karban Pesach has to be a male and not a female. As the Rambam in Hilchas Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, tells us, Ein shochetin ela min hakivosim o min ha'izim bilvad. A Karban Pesach only comes from a young sheep or a young goat. Zachar ben shana, male, and the age is a year. The source for this halacha is actually a straightforward pasuk in Parshas Bo, where the laws of Karban Pesach are originally introduced. Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Hey, Seh Tamim, an unblemished lamb or kid, Zachar ben Shana Yihya Lochem, it should be within its first year. Minakivasim o minho izim tikahu, from sheep or goats you shall take it. And the focus of our topic is the fact that it is a zachar, a male, and likewise that it's supposed to be within the first year. The Mishnah tells us, Hamafrish nekeva lepischo. What happens if a person designates a female animal for his Karban Pesach, o zacha ben shtei shanim, or a male, but it's too old? So on the one hand, he's trying to create Karban Pesach kedusha, the holiness of the Karban. On the other hand, it doesn't really work. Yira ad sheyistoev, the animal should graze until it gets a mum, and then, from an outside reason, it has a blemish, it's no longer fit for any karban. Once it has the blemish, v'yimkar, v'yimacher, you could sell it, v'yiplu damav l'nedava l'shlamim, and the money can be used for a karban shlamim, for a voluntary karban, which is actually what extra money designated for a karban Pesach would be used for. For example, you designate $1,000 to buy a Karban Pesach. It turns out that the Karban only costs $500. The remaining $500 becomes Shlamim status and is used to bring such a voluntary Karban. Now, one of the discussions over here is, why can't you use the money from this animal and get a Karban Pesach, for example? And that actually might be a possibility if the animal gets its mum and is able to be sold in time for such a thing. There is a concept here which is called dichui, which is that a Karban that was meant to be a Karban, but can't be a Karban because there's something detracting, there's something that's problematic, will actually have that almost as a stigma, holding it back from becoming a Karban even later. The Gemara on Tzadiches, for example, tells us, Shema mina talas, there are three considerations that are happening over here. Shema mina, one of the considerations is ba'alei chayim nidachin, that the animal which is not fit to be a Karban Pesach is being pushed away, and therefore it can't be used. Shmamina dichui meikara hava dichui. Another concept over here is that it was never fitting to be a carbon and then pushed away. It's not really pushed away. It just never worked. Nevertheless, that is described as being pushed away. And once it's pushed away, it's not going to be used. Ushmamina yesh dichui bedamim. And another consideration over here is that the pushing away is going to affect even the money that's involved. Even though the animal itself never achieved the level of sanctity, it's only its value that's being described. Nevertheless, that value has dichui associated with it, and it's pushed away, and it will not be able to be used towards a carbon Pesach. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.